Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹早安。
It is my great privilege and delight to look in God's Word this morning.
我的荣幸和喜悦来分享神的话。
Today, finally, we're actually going to finish up the passage that we've been looking at for actually since January, I guess.
今天我们将会读完我们从一月份开始说所讲的这段经文。
We've been studying prayer from Luke chapter 11.
我们借着路加福音十一章来看祷告。
Because our theme for the year is make disciples.
因为我们教会今年的主题是做主门徒。
And last year we looked at the great commission that Lord Jesus Christ gave us.
去年我们看了主耶稣基督吩咐我们的大使命。
And it's such a great and a high calling.
这是一个至高的一个呼召。
But how are we going to accomplish this calling?
我们如何完成这样子的呼召?
Where are we going to find the power to do what Jesus commanded us to do?
我们要完成耶稣所要我们做的他的能力来源在哪里?
The disciples saw the power that Jesus had.
门徒们看见耶稣所拥有能力。
And they saw Jesus constantly in prayer.
他们一直看到耶稣在祷告。
And so they asked Jesus, Lord, teach us to pray.
所以他们对耶稣说，主啊，教我们祷告。
So we've been looking at Jesus' response in Luke chapter 11.
所以我们看到耶稣在路加福音十一章的回应。
Jesus has taught us who we are to pray to.
耶稣教导我们，我们祷告对象是谁。
We are to pray to our Father.
我们是要向我们的父祷告。
We're not praying to some force or impersonal entity out there.
我们不是向某种力量或者某一种位格而祷告。
We are praying to our Father.
我们是对我们的父亲祷告。
Someone who is intimately aware and knowledgeable about us.
是一位深深认识我们的人祷告。神祷告。
A Father who has taken us who are not his people and adopted us into his kingdom.
是他拣选了一些不属于他的人使他们进到他的国。
Who sent his one and only son, Jesus Christ, that we might not perish, but to become his sons and his daughters.
甚至差遣他的儿爱子使我们不致灭亡反得永生。
And if we are his sons and his daughters, then he is our father.
如果我们都是他的儿子女儿他就是我们的父。
Jesus has also told us what we are to pray.
耶稣也教导我们，我们祈祷的内容是什么。
He's told us to pray, Hallowed be your name.
他祷告说，愿人尊你的名为圣。
God, cause your name to be held as holy.
神啊，愿你的名在人中被尊为圣。
We are to pray, your kingdom come.
我们要祷告，愿你的国降临。
Lord, cause your rule and reign to extend over this world.
主啊，愿你让你的在这世上的权柄能够被扩展。
Bring people who are in darkness into light.
使那些在黑暗的人被带到光明中。
Those who are lost, cause them to be found.
失丧的人被寻见。
Those who are suffering under the bondage of sin and Satan, free them.
那些在罪和撒旦权柄之下的人被释放。
And after we prayed for what is gone, God's heart, we also pray for our own needs.
当我们为了神的心意而先祷告之后，我们也为了我们的需求祷告。
Jesus tells us to pray, give us each day our daily bread.
耶稣教导我们祷告我们日用的饮食赐给我们。
Give us today what we need to get through today.
赐给我们今天够用的饮食。
And also forgive us our sins as we also forgive everyone who sins against us.
赦免我们的罪，因为我们也赦免凡亏欠我们的人。
our greatest physical needs, but also our greatest spiritual needs.
我们讲到我们肉身最大的需要，也讲到我们灵性最大的需要。
And our greatest spiritual need is to have peace with our Father.
我们灵里最大的需要是与父和好。
To know that there's nothing coming in between us, the children, and God, our Father.
我们要知道我们这些儿女与我们的父之间没有间隔。
So Father, get rid of all of our sin and all of that temptation.
父啊, 愿你把我们所有的罪恶,把我们试探都挪去。
Father, we want to be right with you.
父啊, 我们愿与你关系正常。
So Jesus has taught us who to pray to and what to pray.
所以耶稣已经教导了我们,我们向谁祷告,我们祷告什么。
But Jesus is not finished.
耶稣却没有停在这里。
He still has one parable to share with us.
他继续分享了一个比喻。
So let's look in Luke chapter 11, verse 5.
我们来看路加福音11章第5节。
Then he, Jesus, said to them, Suppose one of you has a friend, and he goes to him at midnight and says, Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread, because a friend of mine on a journey has come to me, and I have nothing to set before him.
耶稣又说,你们中间谁有一个朋友半夜到他那里去说,朋友请借我3个饼,因为我有一个朋友行路来到我这里,我没有什么给他摆上。
So Jesus tells a parable, a story.
所以耶稣讲到一个比喻,一个故事。
And we are supposed to identify with this person in the story.
我们也认同其中的这个角色。
So Jesus says, suppose one of you has a friend.
所以耶稣说你们中间如果有一个朋友
And you show up at his door at midnight
然后你半夜三更的时候到他那里去
And you bang on his door in the middle of the night
你在半夜中敲他的门
Say friend
说朋友啊
I need some bread
我需要一些饼
Now there are some things we need to understand the story
我们需要了解这个故事的一些背景。
First is that there is, traveling was a lot more uncertain than it was today.
我们知道那时候的旅行跟现在比起有很多未知数。
Today, when we have a guest or a friend visiting us, we know, when their flight's going to arrive.
如果今天我们有朋友来拜访我们，我们会知道他的航班几点到达。
Or if they're driving, they can program it into a GPS and they can tell us when about they're going to come.
如果他们是开车，他们汽车导航也可以预估到达时间。
And so we know about when to expect them.
所以我们会知道他大约什么时候会到。
But back then, of course, there's no GPS, there's no planes.
可是那时候没有导航系统，也没有飞机。
A lot of times, you just walked.
很多时候你必须走路。
And so if you have a friend coming from afar and he's walking, it might take a long time.
所以如果有个远处的朋友来，他行路是需要很长的时间。
And who knows what's going to happen along the way?
谁知道在路途上会遇到什么事情？
Maybe one of his kids are, going to need to take a bathroom break every 5 minutes.
或许他的孩子每5分钟就必须要上个厕所。
Maybe they're going to need to, they're going to get caught in a storm and they're going to need to stay over in a hotel somewhere.
或许他们半路中会遇到风暴，他们必须找附近的旅馆住。
Or worse comes to worse, maybe they're going to get robbed.
甚至更可怕的，他们或许会被抢。
Or something's going to happen to the road and it's going to take them longer to get there.
或许路上有一些障碍，他们需要花更长时间到达。
Anything and everything can happen along the road.
任何事情都可能发生。
And so it's no surprise that the person in the story, us that we're supposed to identify with, comes at a really bad time.
所以那个故事中的主角就是等于像是我们去的时候是一个很不合适的时机。
Comes at midnight.
是半夜。
And one of the things that in that society you need to give to travelers is hospitality.
那时候的社会待客之道是必须给 你的朋友为他们准备食物的。
It is expected of you.
是被那时候风俗是要求要这样子做的。
It's not just presenting them with snacks. You need to feed them.
不是仅给他们一些点心而已，你必须给他们吃个正餐。
Of course, at midnight, you don't have a lot of food prepared.
可是半夜三更，你还没有东西准备。
Especially since there's no refrigerators.
尤其那时代没有冰箱。
There's no 7-Eleven.
没有方便店。
There's nothing open 24/7.
没有什么24小时都开的商店。
So we're stuck in this story where we have a friend who has arrived at a bad time.
所以在这故事中，我们看到他的朋友很不好的时机到他家。
And what we need to give him, we don't have.
我们想要给他的东西，我们没有。
The most basic thing to give a traveler was bread.
那时候你能够给一个行路的人最简单的东西就是面包。
It's even more basic than our rice.
甚至比米饭还更简单。
Because in those days, their bread was everything.
在这边的那时候的人，他们吃什么主要主食就是吃饼。
Not only was it the actual food.
它不但是一个它自己本身是食物
but it also acted as the utensils.
它甚至会成为一个容器，这个食物可以成为一个容器。
I don't know if you've ever been to kind of a Middle Eastern restaurant.
你有没有去过那种中东的餐厅？
And they lay out all the food before you.
当他们把食物摆设在你面前。
And then they just give you some bread.
然后他给你一些饼。
And you're wondering, where's the fork?
然后你就在想，哎，叉子在哪里
？I should have brought some chopsticks from home.
我或许需要带一些筷子。
But you're supposed to take the bread, and that's your utensils.
可是其实你是应该拿那个薄饼，用那个饼来抓那些食物。
You collect all the food, and you wipe up all the sauce with that bread.
所以你不但用那个薄饼来抓那些食物，而且你把所有的汁都涂起来。
And yet, this most basic element is what.We are in the story are lacking.
可是这个最基本的食物，这故事中的主角却没有。
Just letting our friend go hungry is not an option.
可是你无法让一个到你家的朋友来饿着肚子。
So how are we gonna solve this problem?
我们如何解决这个问题？
That's what friends are for.
所以朋友。就是在患难中相助。
So we go to our friends.
所以我们就到了我们的朋友那里。
At midnight.
夜半三更。
And we bang on his door.
我们大声地敲他的门。
And we say, friend, lend me 3 loaves.
说朋友啊，请给我三个饼。
Verse 7, we see what's going on inside the house.
第七节告诉我们这个房间里面是什么情形。
The friend inside is thinking that he needs new friends.
那个里面的这个朋友听到这个外面这个朋友就很讨厌。
And he gives 4 answers.
他回答了四个，他有四个回答。
All of them say the same thing.
这四个都是等于是同一个回答。
No.
不要。
Let's read it, verse 7.
我们来读第七节。
Then the one inside answers.
那人在里面回答说
Don't bother me.
不要搅扰我。
The door is already locked.
门已经关闭。
And my children are in bed with me.
孩子们也同我在床上了。
I can't get up and give you anything.
我不能起来给你。
What's he saying?
他在说什么
I don't want to help you out.
我不想帮你。
He says, don't bother me.
别烦我。
It's midnight.
现在是半夜。
The door's already locked.
门锁了。
I don't want to undo the lock.
我不想要去关门，开门。
It's too much hassle.
太麻烦了。
And my children are in bed with me.
我的孩子都和我在床上了。
You know, back then the houses were a lot smaller than we have.
那时候的房子比现在是相比是非常小。
Even if you have a small house, their house was probably smaller.
或许你现在住一个小房子，可是他们住的地方更小。
And usually they only had one bed.
通常他们只有一张床。
And so everyone slept in the same bed.
所以大家都在同一张床睡觉。
And so if that friend gets up to help him out, he's going to wake up everyone up.
所以如果这个朋友要起来帮助他的朋友，可能会打扰，把其他的人都叫醒了。
I remember when my youngest daughter was sleeping in my bed.
当我的小女儿在我的床上睡觉。
And I'd wake up and sometimes there'd be a leg across my neck.
我醒的时候可能她的脚在我的脖子上。
And this friend says, I'm not going to move this baby for you.
这个朋友好像说，我不要为了你的缘故来把我的孩子给挪来挪去。
Do you know how long it took me to get these kids to bed?
你知道我花多少时间才把他们哄入睡吗
？I'm not gonna get up and give you anything.
我没有办法起来给你任何东西。
Verse 8,
第八节。
The solution to the story.
这个故事的结果。
Jesus says, "I tell you, though he will not get up and give him bread."Because he is his friend, yet because of the man's boldness, he will get up and give him as much as he needs.
我告诉你们，虽不因他是朋友起来给他，但因他情辞迫切的直求，就必起来照他所需用的给他。
No amount of friendship is going to get this friend out of bed.
无论他和这个朋友有多么亲密，他也不愿意起床给他东西。
But Jesus says one thing got him out of bed.
可是耶稣说，只有一件事让这个人还是起来了。
One thing made him wake up his family, get the door open, and get him whatever he needs.
这一件事使他，甚至把家人都叫醒了，把门还要费劲打开，给了他他需要的。
In the English, it translates it boldness.
在这个英文里面讲到的是一个大胆。
This is not a good.Translation.
这不是一个很合适的翻译。
Because when you think boldness, it's very positive.
当你讲到一个大胆这里是一个好像一个正面的描写。
Boldness is what the hero in a movie has.
你所以看到电影中的所有英雄都有很大的胆量。
He goes into the dangerous situation and he saves the day.
他进到最危险的地方，然后拯救了。拯救了别人。
With his boldness and with his daring.
用他的勇敢，他的大胆，他成功了。
And everyone around him cheers him on.
所有他四周的人都欢呼他。
Oh, I wish I was bold like that hero.
啊，我何等盼望能够像他那样子的大胆。
That is not this word.
可是这里不是这个字。
The Chinese translation for it isn't any better.
中文所说的情辞迫切也不怎么好。
It seems like in the Chinese that the friend will get up because we've made such an impassioned plea.
这里中文好像是他动用了很大的情感的很迫切的来求他。
Like we've made some kind of amazing speech to stir the hearts of everyone around us.
好像我们用了一些很激励人心的一个很情感丰富的话来说服我们的朋友。
And all the people around me, oh, I wish I had that kind of passion. I wish I had that emotion.
旁边人可能说，哎呀，我真希望我能够有他这样子的热情，他这样子的态度。
That is not this word.
也不是这个字。
What does this word mean?
这个字它原意是什么？
Well, if you look in the original Greek, this word actually doesn't appear anywhere else in the Bible.
如果你看希腊原文，这个字在圣经里面就没有出现在其他地方出现过。
So how are we going to figure out its meaning?
那我们怎么能够知道这个字的意思是什么呢？
As a side note, when you study the Bible, it's really good to find out if you don't know the meaning of a word, to find out where else it appears in the Bible.
那一个题外话就是，当你不知道一个字它的意思是什么的时候，你要看它在其他经文上是否有提到同样的字。
The only place in the Bible that helps us out is found in 1 Timothy 2:9.
另外一个地方可以给我们看认识这个字的是在提摩太前书第二章第九节。
In 1 Timothy 2:9, Paul writes, I also want women to dress modestly with decency and propriety, not with braided hair or gold or pearls or expensive clothes.
在提摩太前书第二章第九节说，又愿女人廉耻自守，以正派衣裳为装饰，不以编法、黄金、珍珠和贵价的衣裳为装饰。
In this verse is a Greek word that has the opposite meaning of the word we're looking for.
在这里有一个字是希腊文里面耶稣之前用那个字的反义。
And this word is the word, in English it is decency.
在英文中文里面是廉耻。
Or it's also translated with a sense of shame or modesty.
就讲到一个人他很谦卑甚至很无耻的。
And so in,
很羞耻的。
Back in Luke, the word that Jesus is using is that same word, but with the negation in front of it.
所以在路加福音十一章耶稣用这个字是把这个廉耻这个字上面前面加了一个把它反义了。
So in, actually if you have a new NIV or if you have an NIV online, it's changed the translation and now it translates it shameless audacity.
所以你如果是用新最新的 NIV 英文的译版的话，它把它变成一个不知羞的一个大胆。
It's the opposite of how Paul tells women to dress.
是保罗教妇女应该怎么样穿衣服的一个反义。
Paul says, I want you to be modest with a sense of shame.
保罗说你们要知道廉耻，要穿的是合适的衣服，正派的衣服。
So how we're asking in the story about this parable of the bread is without shame.
这个讲到关于饼的这个比喻中，耶稣用的这个字是不知羞的。
And if you imagine the story, you see this...There is a lot of shameless acts here.
你就看到这个人在这边，他真的是不知羞的做。
Not only is he waking up his friend, he's waking up the whole neighborhood.
他不仅是把这个朋友给敲醒了，他可能把整个邻舍都敲醒了。
Right, to wake up his friend, he's knocking really hard, he's pounding.
他不停地敲这个门，他不放弃。
He's waking up his friend, he's waking up his friend's neighbor, he's waking up everyone across the street.
他不但把他的朋友叫醒了，可能把隔壁邻居、对街的邻居都给敲醒了。
But guess what? He doesn't care.
可是他不管这些。
He's acting shamelessly.
他真的是不知羞的这样子做。
He doesn't care who he wakes up.
他不管把谁叫起来。
He doesn't care who he annoys.
不管他会干扰到谁。
He needs what he needs and he's gonna get it.
他需要这个饼，他怎么样他也要得到。
It's not...A positive word is actually a negative word.
这里用的这个字不是正面的，而是反面的字。
So all his neighbors are watching him pound on the door of his friends, and they're not saying, "Oh, I wish I was like him."
所有邻舍看到这个人拼命在敲他朋友的门，他们可能他们都不会想说，哎呀，我真希望我像他一样。
I wish I had his boldness.
我希望像他的这样子的大胆。
No, they're saying, "I can't believe he did that."
他们可能都在想，真不敢相信这个人竟然这样子做。
Can you believe the gall?
你可以想象这个人有多么的不知羞吗？
Does that guy have any sense of shame?
他知不知羞啊？
You know, in the morning, all the neighbors are going to be talking.
你知道到早晨天亮了以后，所有邻舍可能都会交头窃窃私语。
He's going to be known as the guy who woke up the whole neighborhood for 3 loaves of bread.
他可能会被在众人口中是那个为了三个饼而把所有的人叫醒的人。
But that's the word Jesus uses.
可是耶稣就是用这样子一个字。
Not because of friendship will his friend get up and give him what he needs.
所以这个人房里的人不会因为他是他的朋友而给他饼。
But because of his shameless audacity.
可是却因为他不知羞的大胆的求
to do anything to go to any lengths to get what he needs.
他会想尽办法来要得到他所需要的。
So what does this parable mean for us?
所以这个比喻对我们有什么启发？
What does this parable mean for prayer?
这个比喻对祷告有什么启发？
What is Jesus trying to teach us?
耶稣在教导我们什么？
Verse 9
第九节。
So I say to you, ask and it will be given to you, seek and you will find, knock and the door will be opened to you.
我又告诉你们，你们祈求就给你们，寻找就寻见，叩门就给你们开门。
For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks the door will be opened.
因为凡祈求的就得着，寻找的就寻见，叩门的就给他开门。
Not only is Jesus teaching us who to pray to and what to pray,
耶稣不仅告诉我们我们当向谁祷告，我们要祷告什么。
But he's also teaching us how to pray.
耶稣更教导我们，我们祷告的态度是如何。
In what way, in what manner are we supposed to pray?
我们是用什么方式，什么样的态度来祷告。
Have you ever thought about it that the way we pray actually matters?
你有没有想过我们祷告时候的方式或者态度其实是很重要的。
Too often we come to prayer and we want to make sure that we prayed all the things that we need to pray for.
我们祷告的时候常常照着我们所认为我们应该祷告的这些事项祷告。
We want to make sure that we've got the what taken care of, the content of the prayer.
我们常常为我们要祷告什么？我们已经准备好了。我们祷告的内容，我们已经准备了。
And sometimes we even remember that we need to emphasize who we're praying to.
有的时候我们也记得我们祷告的对象是谁。
Because when we get stuck with a whole list of things to pray for, a lot of times we forget that we're praying to the God of the whole universe and we're not writing a Christmas letter to Santa Claus.
因为当我们有一堆的事情要向神求的时候，我们常常忘掉了我们的祷告对象是创造宇宙的神，而像是写一个孩子写给圣诞老公公的信。
But how often do we remember, oh, there's a certain way I need to pray?
可是我们有多少时候我们会记得我们祷告的方式也 是有特别的方式的。
So Jesus is saying, we need to pray like the man in the story.
耶稣在这里告诉我们我们要像这个故事中这个人这样子的祷告。
Is that what our prayers look like?
我们的祷告是像这样子吗？
I remember when I was younger, my prayers would be kind of very loose and weak.
我记得我年轻的时候，我的祷告是很随意的，很弱的。
Yeah, Lord, please get me that video game.
主啊，请赐给我那个游戏。
Give me that toy.
给我那个玩具。
Give me a good grade on that test.
我那个考试，请你给我好成绩。
But you know, your will be done.
但愿你的旨意成就。
I don't really want to be too disappointed if you don't answer my prayer.
如果你不答应我的祷告，我也不希望我太失望。
So, if it be your will, you know, whatever, you get the glory.
如果是你的旨意的话，反正荣耀都归给你。
That doesn't sound anything like the parable that Jesus told.
这样的祷告一点也不像耶稣所讲比喻，这比喻中的祷告。
Why?
为什么？
Because in the parable and in the prayer Jesus is telling us to pray, we are not praying wants.
因为我们在耶稣所教导我们这个祷告中，他不是在祷告他所想要的。
We are not just asking God for favors.
我们不是希望神替我们给我们一些好处。
We are asking God for nothing less than our needs.
我们祷告的内容是我们的需要。
Our absolute needs.
是我们绝对的需要。
Look at the content of the prayer again.
我们再回来看我们祷告的内容。
Father, hallowed be your name.
我们在天上的父，愿人尊你的名为圣。
God, I need you to do that.
神啊，我愿你如此行。
Because I can't do that.
因为我无法。
And without you causing it to be done, I will not cause your name to be held as holy.
除非你自己让你的名为圣，我没有办法做成。
And if you don't make your name holy, no one else in the world is going to praise you.
如果你不让你的名在地上被尊为圣的话，这地上的人没有办法来。赞美你。
Because as Paul says in Romans, all of us exchange the truth of God for a lie.
因为在罗马书，神告诉我们，我们用虚谎来取代真理。
And we exchange the glory of God for animals and stuff that are made.
我们用把神的荣耀以各种走兽的形象来代替。
God, I need you to cause your name to be held as holy.
主啊，我盼望你让你的名在这世上得到荣耀。
And God, I need you to cause your kingdom to come.
我也愿你的国降临。
You are the only one who can save people out of darkness.
唯有你能够把人从黑暗中拯救出来。
You are the only one who can free people from the dominion of Satan.
只有你能够把人从撒旦权柄下释放。
No amount of eloquent words out of my mouth is going to change anyone's heart.
无论我的言辞再优美，也没有办法改变一个人的心。
God, I need you to cause your kingdom to come.
主啊，我愿你让你的国降临。
And God, I need you to give me today my daily bread.
主啊，我也求你来赐给我每天日用的饮食。
Because I acknowledge that I depend on you for everything.
因为我必须承认我在凡事上我都需要依靠你。
Without you, I have no air to breathe.
没有你，我连呼吸的空气都没有。
Without you, all the food in my fridge spoils.
如果没有你的话，我冰箱里面所有食物都要坏掉。
Without you, I have no income to buy anything.
如果没有你，我没有工资来买任何东西。
I depend on you.
我依靠你。
Lord, I need you to give me my daily bread.
主啊，我需要你来赐给我每天的饮食。
And forgive us our sins.
也赦免我们的罪。
God, I need you to forgive me.
神啊，我求你来赦免我。
I need you to cleanse me.
我求你洁净我。
No amount of good works or showing up in church is going to erase what I've done.
无论我行了多少善，多少次来教会，都没有办法洗刷我的罪恶。
God, I need you to make it right between us.
主啊，我求你来使我们之间没有间隔。
Where else are we going to go to get these prayers done?
我们要到哪里才能让我们所祷告这些事情能够被成就？
Nowhere else.
任何地方都无法。
We are like that man who needs to entertain and we don't have any bread.
所以就像那个故事中的人，他需要招待他的朋友，却没有饼。
How are we going to get some?
我们哪里得到这个饼？
We're not going to knock very hesitantly at our friend's door. Is anyone home?
我们不会轻悄悄地敲这个门，说有没有人在。
Hey, if you just happen to be awake, could you spare some bread?
如果你还醒的话，能不能给我一点饼？
No, we pound on the door.
我们大力地敲门。
Make sure our friend's awake.
让我就一定要把我的朋友吵醒。
Friend, I need some bread.
朋友，我要饼。
I don't have anywhere else to turn.
我们无处可去了。
You are the only hope that I have.
你是我唯一的盼望。
Jesus, that's how you're to pray.
耶稣说你要这样子的祷告。
We come to God and we come in need.
我们到神面前，我们带着我们的需要。
And we say to God, Lord, I need you to do this.
我们对主说，主啊，我们需要你做。
Because if you don't do this, it's not happening.
因为如果你不做，它不会发成就。
I need you to be working. I need you to save.
我们要你来工作，我们要你来拯救。
George Mueller wrote as he was praying for one of his friends for over 60 years.
乔治·穆勒他写了，当他为他一个还未信主的人祷告超过六十年。
He said, "Pray until God answers."
他说你要一直祷告，直到神听你的祷告。
He isn't converted yet, but he will be.
这个人还没有信主，可是他一定会信主。
Oh, George Mueller, understand this is a need.
乔治·穆勒他了解这是一个需要。
I need God to work in my friend's heart.
我需要神在我的朋友心中工作。
I can't do it.
我无法做。
God needs to do it.
神才能做。
And so I pound on heaven's door and I ask with a kind of shameless audacity, Lord, save my friend.
所以我不停地敲天国的大门说，主啊，你拯救我的朋友。
And just like in the story, it doesn't matter who you make them feel uncomfortable, it doesn't matter what happens, you just want your friend to be saved.
所以就像这个故事里面所讲的，你不知羞的，也不怕别人讲什么，你就要你的朋友得救。
And this is how we're supposed to pray.
这是我们应该如此的祷告。
With a shameless persistence.
用一个不知羞的不断的祈求。
I love a synonym for the word that I found in a dictionary, importune.
在字典里面有一个字叫做 importune, 就是不断的不知羞的求。
And the definition that the dictionary said was persistence bordering on annoyance.
就是你求到让人讨厌了。
That you ask and you ask and you ask until the person just gets fed up. Fine, whatever you want, just get out of my face.
所以你就一直的不断的求，一直求，一直求到人家厌烦，说好好好，我给你，你只要走开就好了。
That's how we're supposed to pray to God.
这是我们要这样子的来向神祷告。
Not just pray once.
不是祷告一次。
Not just pray twice.
祷告两次。
Not just to pray for a week.
祷告一周。
But to pray constantly until God answers.
你就不住的祷告，直到神垂听。
This seems like a great lack of faith.
这里看好像是他缺乏信心。
Like God is unwilling to give us what we need, and so we have to bug Him until He gives up.
好像神不愿意赐给我们我们需要的，所以我们要一直的烦他，直到他放弃。
But that's not the case in verse 11.
可是不是这样子的，十一节说
He said, Which of you fathers, if your son asks for a fish, will give him a snake instead?
这边说，你们中间做父亲的，谁有儿子求饼，反给他石头呢？
Or if he asks for an egg, will give him a scorpion?
求鸡蛋，反给他蝎子呢？
And so Jesus says, well, you fathers, you give your children what they need.
耶稣说，你们这些父亲都给你们的孩子他们需要的。
Right, they're not asking for toys.
他们不是求玩具。
They're not asking for dessert.
他们不是求甜点。
They're asking for their basic needs, their food.
他们求的是他们基本的食物的需要。
Which of you fathers at dinner time will not say, oh, here's some dinner?
你们哪一个父亲在晚餐的时间不会告诉孩子说，这里是你们的晚餐？
None of us will say, well, you asked for noodles tonight, but instead, all I'm going to give you is needles.
神不会说，哦，你要面吗？我给你一些针好了。
None of us would do that.
没有人父亲这样子做的。
So Jesus says in verse 13,
所以耶稣在十三节讲，
If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven?
十三节说，你们虽然不好，尚且知道拿好东西给儿女，何况天父起？
We know how to give good things to our children.
我们知道给好东西给孩子。
We know how to meet their needs.
我们知道如何满足他们的需要。
And they ask because they believe that we have what can fulfill their needs.
我们的孩子也会求我们，因为他们知道我们有能力满足他们。
At home, I usually do the cooking.
家里通常是我煮饭。
And so around 4 o'clock, the kids, usually the younger one, because the older one's not too hungry, but the younger one is asking, where's dinner?
所以大概下午四点钟的时候，我的两个孩子，尤其是老二会来问我说，晚餐在哪里？
I'm hungry.
我饿了。
Can I have a banana?
我可不可以吃个香蕉？
I was like, no, dinner's coming, you gotta wait.
我会告诉他说，不行，再等一等，晚餐马上好了。
Okay, then they run out.
他们说 OK 就跑掉了。
A very short while later, they come back.
没过一会儿又跑来了。
Is dinner ready?
晚餐好了吗？
I'm hungry.
我饿了。
Can I have a banana?
我可不可以吃个香蕉
？No, you have to wait. Dinner's coming.
你不行，你要等，还没好。
Do they persist in asking because they think they have to bug me to get dinner?
他们一直的来问我，是不是因为他们觉得一定要这样子烦我，他们才能吃得到晚餐
？That I really want to eat all the dinner for myself, and only because they bug me will they get dinner?
是不是因为我只想为自己煮晚餐，可是他们一直烦我，我最后也分给他们一点呢
？No, because they have 100% faith, dinner is coming.
不是的，因为他们百分之百的确信晚餐一定会有的。
Never once has dinner failed to come.
没有一次是吃不到晚餐的。
And they know dinner is going to come.
他们知道不久会吃到晚餐。
And so they ask.
所以他们不停地问。
Daddy, I'm hungry.
爸爸，我饿了。
And so we ask our God.
所以我们也问我们的神。
Who's even more perfect than us.
比我们完全多了。
Knows exactly what we need.
他完全知道我们的需要。
Knows exactly when we need it.
他知道我们何时需要。
And has all the power to give us what we need.
他也有所有的能力来给我们我们所需要的。
And we pound in prayer, Father, we are in need.
所以在我们祷告中，我们好像在重重的敲门一样，说父啊，我们有需要。
Daddy, I'm hungry.
父亲啊，我饿了。
How much more will our Father in heaven?
我们天上的父岂不更
？If our fathers gave us what we need, how much more will God meet our needs?
地上的父都会满足我们的需要，何况我们天上的父岂不更要满足我们的需要
？But Jesus ends.Is teaching in a very strange way.
可是耶稣在总结这个教训的时候是蛮奇特的。
We expect Jesus say, "How much more will our Father in heaven give us what we need?"
我们最后我们会照我们的想象，耶稣应该说，天父岂不更是把我们所想要的赐给我们
？That's the most logical thing to come up next.
所以最后一节应该是这样子讲的。
If you saw this verse as just a fill in the blank, that's what we would fill it in with.
如果这一节是空白，让你自己填的话，我们可能都会这样子填。
But instead, Jesus says, "How much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask Him?"
这节却说，何况天父岂不更将圣灵给求他的人吗？
At this point in time, we might be scratching our heads.
所以这里我们就在抓抓头。
Father, I ask for my greatest needs.
父啊，我在求我最大的需要。
I ask you to cause your name to be held holy and for your kingdom to come.
我们祷告，愿你的名被尊为圣，愿你的国降临。
I prayed that you would give me my daily bread and that you would forgive my sins.
我祷告说，求你每天将日用的饮食赐给我，也赦免我的罪。
And here Jesus says, if you keep on asking, God's going to give you the Holy Spirit.
耶稣在这里说，如果你不停地祈求，父神要把圣灵赐给你。
And any observant student in the room will say, "Wait, but that's not what we asked for."
那时候听到的人可能会说，等一下，等一下，我们没有求这个。
But as God, the great provider, it actually is.
可是对神这位至大的供应者，这是答案。
We prayed, "Hallowed be your name."
我们祷告说，愿你的名被尊为圣。
Jesus said in the Gospel of John, "The Holy Spirit is going to glorify the Son."
在约翰福音，耶稣说，这个圣灵要荣耀子。
He's going to cause all glory to be given to God the Father and God the Son.
圣灵要将所有的荣耀归给父，归给子。
He's going to cause your kingdom to come.
圣灵要使你的国降临。
The Holy Spirit is the one who convicts of sin, of judgment, of righteousness.
是圣灵来让人为罪、为义、为审判自己责备自己。
He's the one who works in hearts that does the work of conversion.
是圣灵在我们里面来重生我们。
Showing people that Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life.
是他让人认识到耶稣基督是道路、真理、生命。
He is the one who is with us and knows intimately what we need physically.
是圣灵知道我们肉身的需要。
Our daily bread.
我们每一天的饮食。
And He is always with us, trying and leading us away from sin.
也是圣灵一直引导我们，让我们离开罪。
Leading us to have peace with our Father.
是圣灵把我们，让我们与父和好。
The Holy Spirit is the greatest answer to our prayers.
圣灵是我能够回应我们最大的回应，我们的祷告最大的回应。
Now that Jesus has left, He sends the Holy Spirit.
当耶稣离开往父那里去的时候，他就差遣圣灵。
One third of the Trinity is with us.
所以三一神的三分之一是与我们同在。
Always with us, we are with Him. We have His presence with us constantly.
他与我们同在，我们与他同在，他的同在时常在我们身上。
We've asked Him for so many things.
我们向他祈求许多的东西。
And Jesus says, if you ask, God will give you the greatest thing.
耶稣说，如果你们求，神要赐给你们这最大的东西。
And if God gives you the greatest thing,
如果神把最大的东西都给你，
How much more will He give out all the little things?
他难道不会把其他这些小的事情都给你吗？
What kind of answers to prayer can compare with God giving us His Son?
有什么祷告的回应能够比得上神将他的儿子赐给你呢？
Or God sending the Holy Spirit to us?
或者是神将他的圣灵差遣给我们？
If God is able to do that, surely He is able to take care of all the other things.
神如果能够赐这些给我们，他难道不能够做其他的事吗？
But He will give to those who ask.
可是他这些是要给那些向他求的人。
Not just once.
不是求一次。
Not just twice.
不是求两次。
But with a shameless audacity.
可是是用一个不知羞的一个厚着脸皮的求。
Let us be a people of prayer.
让我们成为一群祷告的人。
Let us be a kind of people who are on their knees before God.
让我们成为一群屈膝在神面前的人。
Who pray our needs until we hear an answer.
我们要不断地求，直到我们的祷告得到答应。
Who are willing to fight in prayer and pray and pray and pray and not give up until we get an answer.
我们要在祷告中来征战，一直求，直到我们得到一个答复。
Jesus says, "This is the way to pray."
耶稣说，这是我们要如此的祷告。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Heavenly Father, forgive us for our weak prayers.
父神，赦免我们松软的祷告。
All too often, we are too hesitant to ask.
许多时候，我们不敢求。
We ask only for a little while and then give up.
我们求一个短暂时间，然后就停止。
We don't care enough or have enough faith to keep on asking until we receive an answer.
我们没有这样子的一个信心，一直求到你答应我们。
Oh Lord, give us the faith to pray like our Lord Jesus taught us.
父神，求你赐给我们像你儿子耶稣的祷告。
Lord, meet our needs.
愿你满足我们的需要。
God, cause your name to be held as holy.
愿你的名被尊为圣。
God, let your kingdom come.
愿你的国降临。
Give us each day our daily bread.
每天的饮食，求你赐给我们。
And forgive us our sins.
赦免我们的罪。
Oh Lord, we ask as those who have no other recourse.
我们求你，就像我们也是毫无其他的办法。
Where else can we go, Lord?
除了转向你，我们还能转向谁？
If you do not answer, then no one can do these things.
如果你不回应我们，没有人能够回应。
If you do not give, our needs will be unmet.
如果你不赐给我们，我们的需要就无法被满足。
So Lord, we beg of you.
主啊，我们恳求你。
We plead with you, our Father.
我们恳求我们的父。
Answer our prayers.
回应我们的祷告。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.